charred grass, pinyon, and juniper stumps still smolder from a burnout operation earlier this week along Mount Eldon Lookout Road. Firefighters lit hundreds of acres near more than two dozen homes to slow the fire's growth near its western perimeter. The lower flanks of the Dry Lake Hills, where the museum fire started, are visible. They show a mix of heavily burned areas as well as stands of still green ponderosa pines. Managers are using lower intensity fire or burnouts to reduce soil sterilization and help cut down on post-fire flooding. Joe Zerchowski is a spokesperson with the Type 1 Incident Management Team.
By sending the fire to a stable place where we can make a stand and light off of this road a ways up with a good anchor line like we passed down below, moving the fire up here to safe, more controllable manner, you know, it takes a lot of the steam out of the fire as it comes off the hills.
This week, a federal burned area emergency response team will begin assessing the recovery of some terrain. They'll also try to mitigate potential flooding that could impact communities and neighborhoods below. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.